Hi, Bobby. This is Kay Presto calling from the 76 Hawaii Motorsports Roundup. How are you doing?
Hello, Kay. I'm doing fine. Really good.
That's wonderful. And I'm thrilled to see that you're going to be honored at Long Beach by the Road Racing Drivers Club at the Bobby Unser presented by Firestone on April 16th. That's a nice honor for you.
I think it's really nice, Kay. I just can't imagine they didn't forget about me. Now, isn't that nice? So, anyway, I'm totally, totally looking forward to it. I think that's going to be fun for myself first and then a lot of other people.
And you're going to be seeing a lot of your racing friends. And I think it's great, too, that that's done to help upcoming drivers. That must be quite gratifying to you.
You know, of all the charity things that I've done, and I do quite a few of them every year, that's mainly what I do instead of trying to make a living now is charity events. And most of them are for kids. And this is the first one that I can think of that I've ever done for upcoming race drivers. I think that's just awesome.
I do too, because I think the getting into racing is much tougher today than when you guys were coming up, isn't it?
Well, in a way it is, Kay, in a way it isn't. Here's the way it isn't. Start off with that first, is that everybody that has money wants their kids to be a race driver. This is a general thing that I'm talking about now, not exact. But so daddy has the money, so he gets his kids into sprint car racing, go-kart racing, Indy Lights. They just keep on going, hoping that some big team will pick them up, like in hypothetically NASCAR. Not very many Indy teams pick up these young guys because way too expensive, but the NASCAR, they're hoping that their kids will get a start in NASCAR somehow. And it makes it to where they're, instead of being like 100 young stars that are out there trying to climb the ladder, now there's thousands.
And that's what makes it tougher, yeah.
That makes it tougher instead of easier like it was. In other words, I think, Kay, that it was easier when I was a kid coming up than it is today.
Oh, much.
Because there's thousands of kids. I just was reading a magazine just a few minutes ago, and I'm looking at a 12-year-old little boy now, 12 years old.
I know.
Running sprint car races and doing pretty good. But now, we'd like to see him be able to go from there. This is where what I'm doing, I think, is going to have a good effect.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to be able to help the 12-year-old boy not have just daddy buying him a sprint car or whatever like that, but let him keep on going up and drive for a Roger Penske, a Chip Ganassi, somebody like that, or the NASCAR teams, you know?
Yeah, you're a great role model for him because you yourself have won Indy 500 three times. You were the first to average over 180, 190 miles at Indianapolis. 49 IndyCar poles with 35 wins, two USAC championships. You had one in the IROC series, and that was a tricky series. I loved that series. And 13 Pikes Peak top positions. Which one did you get the most gratification from, or can you compare?
Well, you can't compare in a lot of ways, Kay, but I can by saying there's only one Indianapolis 500, and, of course, that's the big daddy of all races on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the pinnacle of it. And if you ask me which one did I like to drive the most, forget the money, forget the fame, and all of that, it would have been Pikes Peak, obviously, because that was my desires when I was a really young kid, like 8 years old, 10 years old. I just dreamed of winning Pikes Peak.
And then you went on to win it 13 times, and you were trying to set records and beat other records set by the Unsers?
Well, usually the records that I broke were my own, which is really good. I really like that part.
Yeah, and of course, winning the Indy 500, there's nothing like having your face on the BorgWarner trophy.
There's nothing like the Indy 500. You know, whether people would admit it or not, whether they like it or not, the place puts a lot of people in the grandstands. You know, there's roughly 400,000 people go to that, and it goes all over the world. And it just, once you win Indy, they never forget your name. And, of course, that's part of the big deal, you know?
Yeah, and then you were in broadcasting on ABC Wide World of Sports with Sam Posey and Paul Page. Did a great job there. You've seemed to excel in everything you've done.
Well, who would ever think that I would become a telecast broadcaster? You know, I mean, I never thought that and never dreamed it. But there was a guy, that's when Wide World of Sports was such a big draw in those days, and somebody up at the top in New York thought Bobby Unser should do it, and phone call, and here I go. Here I am doing television stuff, and by golly, people seem to like it. So,
well,
I wasn't intended to do it, though. That's not what the good Lord cut Bobby Unser out for, you know.
But you could speak from knowledge because you had done it behind the wheels, so I think that's the best experience of all.
That's what they liked. Because I could talk about anything or everything in racing, any type of racing, because I've done it all.
Well, you sure have, and I will say it's been a pleasure talking to you. It's going to be nice to see you at Long Beach at the banquet and to be honored with so many other wonderful legends in the sport, and I'm so glad we got the chance to get together here, Bobby, because I know your schedule is going all the time. Thrilled to be able to be in touch with you, and we will be talking to you soon. Thanks again so much.
Thanks, Kay. Thanks for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure.